The side effects.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. To the left, to the right, and those spaces in between. Oh, you're probably going to want to throw in your two cents on some of the things that we're going to hit on in this jam-packed hour in this version. Starting with BP shares that were falling through the floor, and there was talk of bankruptcy suddenly on the rise at the end of the day on the market, despite the gloomy weather ahead, and the president's speech where he slammed BP, calling them reckless and saying that they would pay and he would make sure ultimately that that happens. We're going to dive back into that in a second. I do want to mention that there was a huge earthquake, in fact, four of them in Indonesia, and I'll give you some of the details, the shakeout, and it seems like every single time, and I know I've said this before, but every single time I'm on the air, there's an earthquake. There's an earthquake somewhere at least once a week on America Tonight. I don't know what it is. It just coincides with the earth shifting, the tectonic plates or something. Speaking of shifting, David Petraeus, General Petraeus, passed out of the Senate hearing. John McCain, Senator McCain, was in the middle of a question, and he kind of got a puzzled look on his face, and Petraeus passed out. This is a guy who is, you could probably bounce a quarter off of his stomach. He's in such great shape, and I guess he just was not hydrated enough. That's what he's saying anyway. The latest from the sports world, that's coming up at the end of the hour. But like I said, right from the get-go, let's talk about the president addressing the nation for 15 and change. That's it. It was very short from the Oval Office. If you didn't catch it, most of it was about BP, the recklessness of BP, cleaning up the spill, promising to be there, not to go away, changing up a huge administrative position to make sure that there was the right person, as he said, in place to oversee this, what I'll call a drill cop, and also to talk about moving forward on energy. That was a big highlight of this, that we have too much dependence on foreign oil, and we are way too dependent on oil, period. That most of the oil, you know, we're taking a 20% chunk of it, whether we're talking about some of it from Saudi Arabia or a ton of it from Canada or wherever. Bottom line is, it's all about the oil, and we need to cut our reliance on it and cut our reliance on getting it elsewhere. So here's a little snippet of the focus of it, which a big chunk of that, like I said, in those 15-plus minutes was very short. There was definitely some highlighting going on of the need to move forward with, I think, his energy agenda.
Each day, we send nearly $1 billion of our wealth to foreign countries for their oil. And today, as we look to the Gulf, we see an entire way of life being threatened by a menacing cloud of black crude. We cannot consign our children to this future. The time to embrace a clean energy future is now. Now is the moment for this generation to embark on a national mission to unleash America's innovation and seize control of our own destiny. This is not some distant vision for America. The transition away from fossil fuels is going to take some time. But over the last year and a half, we've already taken unprecedented action to jumpstart the clean energy industry. And there's some who believe that we can't afford those costs right now. I say we can't afford not to change how we produce and use energy. Because long-term costs to our economy, our national security, and our environment are far greater. So I'm happy to look at other ideas and approaches from either party, as long as they seriously tackle our addiction to fossil fuels. All of these approaches have merit and deserve a fair hearing in the months ahead. But the one approach I will not accept is inaction. The one answer I will not settle for is the idea that this challenge is somehow too big and too difficult to meet.
All right. right, who's saying it's too big and too difficult to meet? These are things that should have been tackled, some of them along the way. We're not going to dip into that well, but we had the technology, and there were was also bans on, for example, nuclear energy because of Three Mile Island. I say bans, PR bans, because a lot of people were afraid of the idea of using nuclear energy, where we could have been like France and imagine how far along we could have been at this point. Ethanol production, all of that, and what's the reason why? The reason why is because we didn't have any ethanol plants. Nothing was being developed there. Let's go to Tom in Texas. He's our leadoff man here on ATN. Hey, Tom.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing real good, man. I think the president was just kind of alluding to pushing his cap and trade, which is going to get us all in the wallet.
Oh, yeah. If cap and trade goes through, you're paying more money. All of us are paying more money. Are you kidding? It would, to me, the cap and trade needs to be iced. I agree.
Yeah, the only oil that guy has ever seen is on the end of the dipstick when he checked his oil in the car. All right, but let's talk about Kearney, Nebraska. We used to beat them in basketball. Man, I used to live in Kimball. You know where that's at?
I do know where Kimball is, yeah. Did you ever go to Grandpa's Steakhouse?
I haven't been to Kimball since 1959, before the interstate.
Before the interstate. Okay, but how about, did they have a thing called Runza's then? It's a thing, it's almost like how a cheesesteak is to Philadelphia or a steak is to Texas. It's something that they have that's got cabbage and meat rolled up into it, and it's like the big thing that they eat there. But Kimball, actually, people are super nice there. People are great in Kearney, too. I spent like 7 months there.
Yeah, you know, the longest creek in the world is our United States, just north of Kimball, there, Lodgepole Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go down there all the time and catch crawdads.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. I think I was about 14 then.
Small world.
Oh, that's a long time ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to take a nice ride. You need to take 95 north up there to the Chimney of Idaho and then catch Highway 12 going over to Lolo, Montana. Mm-hmm. That's where the cavalry chased the Nez Perce when they were trying to capture him, put him on reservation. That's a pretty interesting little place.
Is that right? So through Montana, that'd be a fun ride.
Oh, yeah. And then I used to run there, take Old 30. You know, that's the Lincoln Highway before Interstate 80 was ever thought of. And you went through the first town that ever was ever powered by nuclear power. You went past the first, J.C. Penney store, I think, up there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff up yonder in that area.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, the more, that's why it was interesting to have him on, Tom, the more you think about it, that's what's, if you just opened a map of the United States, it would be fun, actually be fun to get on a bike, I mean, you know, like a Harley or something, and travel around and hit some of those places, do it in all the four corners. But I bet we could all come up with a pretty interesting road trip, no doubt about that. Tom, thanks for the call. We're up against it.
Have a good one.
You too. It's funny, he made me think of this. If you come to Texas, something that you can do if you're in the kind of the on the way to Houston, you could go by the Sam Houston statue, which is giant. You would see that. That's kind of a landmark. And then Huntsville. If you get to Huntsville, of course, the prison is there, and they have tours, and you see the electric chair. It's kind of weird to do that. I did do it, though. When I first came to Texas, I did take that tour. It was kind of an eye-opener, let's just say. Stay with us. VP shares, how high do they rise? We'll take your calls as well, 800-259-5791.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our power clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 15, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.2560. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5827, $6.2914 for a half ounce, or $3.1457 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5827, $6.2914, or $3.1457.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts.
All right, bad to the bone. Will this apply to the new drill czar? That's what I'm going to call him, the drill czar. The president took a swipe at BP, but of course he was going to do that because we're seeing all these gallons of oil that are pouring into the Gulf. So besides calling the names, he talked about that, all right, we're going to have a big change here. And I'm appointing Michael Bromwich. He's a lawyer. He specializes in, I guess, internal investigations and regulatory things. He's the new man, the new top cop when it comes to offshore oil drilling. He's another Harvard guy. That was his educational background. He worked in the Clinton administration. And I tried to make a couple of quick calls when they announced about Bromwich. And really, there's not much dirt on him yet that if we were looking for something negative. In fact, somebody I had just a couple of quick minutes with said he's just kind of a guy who zeroes in on things. And as when he worked for the Justice Department, he was a watchdog, and he was good in that role. So this may be an appointment that's actually worth something. Because often when I look at the people that Obama surrounded himself with, I think that's part of the problem. But we'll see. In other words, he's taking over for all the nonsense that was going on with the party town boys for minerals management, that department, how they all came from the industry. So really, what oversight do you have then? Everybody knows each other. Kind of like Tim Geithner and a lot of the financial guys coming from, you know, the Goldman Sachs backgrounds and the Wall Street backgrounds. And oops, there they are. And they're supposed to be worried about banks too big to fail and financial reform and what's happening on the monetary front when they came from the same side as the guys that they're looking at. So give me a break. So far, it seems as he's somebody who doesn't have that web around him, but too early to call. Let's see if he truly is the watchdog over the safety issue. That's what I would say. Because you just force new safety issues in there, and certainly those things could have been done with BP, but they weren't done. Maybe you wouldn't have had that kind of a spill. If you want to read more about it, go to americatonight.net. I have it on the blog, Notes from a Scorecard. I've got that and a couple of other things, too, like the drone thing that we were talking about the previous show. All right, quickly, I said that BP has really been taking it in the shorts when it comes to the stock, but shares of British Petroleum actually went up a tad, despite all this criticism from the other guys in the oil industry, the Exxons, etc., Shell, who were at the Hill today crucifying BP. So it didn't matter, though. They turned up, and so they closed up basically 73 cents, or if you wanted to put it in percent terms, 2.4%. So that's 31.40. That's where they were in New York. At one time, they were almost up to 33, because really, it's been nothing but going downward since April 20th. So this little bit of a bounce has to help them somewhat. BP also, too, so you know, said that they approved 337 payments. You know how much that equals? 16 million to businesses who so far have filed those claims that we've been talking about, bigger than 5,000. So they're paying up. But there's going to be this third party somewhere in between. You know, it's just as a quick note here, in comparing where BP stock is, I did some quick research on this. Chevron's up at $75 right a share. ExxonMobil is at 62 and change. If you look at Shell, they're at 54.05. So it was a significant tumble that British Petroleum initially was hit with. All right, this is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. You can always send me your 2 cents on anything, or at americatonight.net, or you can certainly dial the digits 800-259-5791. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Simply fantastic.
I love it when you said that. Simply fantastic.
Of course. She went back to, I forgot to tell you, Julie went back to work yesterday. She had all these welcome back flowers, welcome back balloons. The chairman of the board of the company she works for, he rarely steps out of the office, but he came by, said, how you doing? And, you know, and,
really?
Yeah, and all that other stuff. And as a way of saying the thank you, she took all the girls out to lunch. I said, okay, do you want to join us? I said, look, it's just the girls from work. I mean, can you understand that? She goes, now I know why I love you, because you're understanding.
Oh, yeah, you just let her go and say, I don't have to be part of that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
good
okay.
Job.
I was umpiring softball tonight, but I did see highlights of Obama's speech. Okay. Now, will BP fight this? Like, if Obama says, okay, I'm just making up a number. You have to pay $1 billion. Like I said, I'm just making up a number. Will BP say, okay, no problem? Or are they going to fight it? This is what.
I think their lawyers will pick and choose. I don't think they're going to, there's no blanket check, Sam.
Right.
So already you heard me mention that they paid some businesses money for
right.
what they would have gotten, shrimpers, people who make their living in the waters there where the oil definitely already has spilled and has destroyed the livelihood.
Right.
And some restaurants and stuff and okay. catering businesses and whatever. So I think they're going on a case-by-case basis. They're going to pay for the cleanup, the baseline, whatever that is. But then see, here's what you have to remember. Like, let's say the oil is 25 miles into some of the marshes, you know, 25 miles in.
Right.
Well, BP can come and they can do surface cleaning and whatever, but it's going to be there for a while. So does that mean, you know, 5 years from now, our government can send BP a bill for cleanup? And probably the answer is no, that there be some challenges. I think there'll be a lot of challenges with this.
Right.
Not initially, and BP knows they have to play the good guy, and they're paying everything as of now. But
right.
they won't just pay. I don't think they're just going to pay anything that anybody submits, so I think it'll be challenged, a lot of it.
Okay, what I find the drawback is, okay, BP's going to have to shell out all this money. BP may have to, okay, I know BP's this big, you know, conglomerate.
Sure.
May have to lay off some employees there. So like I said, the snowball effect.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like the damned if you do, damned if you don't thing. So, you know, I mean, the people in Louisiana and Alabama and wherever will get money. But then you think, how about the lowly clerk at BP?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
sure.
I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. And
sure. There's people you don't even know who are affected in some
right.
way by it. Because here's a great example. There was a story I was reading, and just coincidentally, I had talked to somebody about a wedding that they were planning
right.
in that Gulf Shores area. Well, tons and tons of weddings are being canceled, so that means the money from that wedding isn't coming. Those weddings aren't coming in,
right.
and that can be a lot of money. Whether it's people staying at a hotel, renting wherever they're renting, whatever the church is, or whatever
right.
the beach scenario is. So there's all kinds of people that'll be affected by it that you won't think of off the top of your head.
The photographer, the video
yes.
guy.
The people, the bakeries, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, this might sound silly. Even the companies that washed the tablecloth. I mean,
yeah, meaning dry cleaning, all of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
And unfortunately, that's what's so tough here, and that's what the
right.
people in Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi are screaming about, even Florida and Pensacola,
right.
that it's not the obvious. Yes, the shrimper. Yes, the guys who are fishing, all those people. Sam, thanks, by the way. But it's the people that you don't... It's the people that you don't think about, all of the outer layers of that. And the obvious ones you see. What about the others who are affected by what's happened in an area? Yes, they might not have any tar balls on the beach, but is it preventing people from coming in that direction? Like the guy who rents the fishing boats out or the bicycles, get it? Odds and ends on the flip side.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of the teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The ends, a couple of real oops moments. This one's sad. Hear the story about the lady who got the lungs of a 30-year-old smoker. Ooh. Then there's this other story out of South Africa. And, of course, a lot of people are watching World Cup action in a couple of different venues there. They had their first snowfall in 20 years. So some winter weather. That just doesn't fit when you say South Africa and snowfall for the first time in 20 years. Woo. All right, let's go to Stu's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, on Odds and Ends, you forgot about Touchdown Jesus catching on fire.
Oh, I know. Is that the craziest thing? I saw the weirdest photo just cut in half, and you have Jesus' hands up in the air. It was just so frightening to see it laying there.
That's just 29 miles north of Cincinnati. And when we go up north, you know, and the kids are in the car, and my son, when he was little, he used to, touchdown, Jesus, put his hands up, man. It is just, and it's only been there for like 6 years, but it blew my mind. It was like, it's made out of foam and fiberglass around a steel rod.
Yeah.
And when looking at that day, my oldest daughter should be 18, and Kirsten's like,
yeah, you know, it's struck
that
by lightning.
That is freaky, Dad. It got hit by lightning,
yeah.
And Jesus got set on fire.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, you saw it, so you know. It's 62
right.
feet tall, 40 feet wide at the base.
You can see it, man, from all over. When you go by, it's sitting right at the head of a pond they had. And it was, I guess they baptized people in that pond.
Yeah.
But it was, it was always freaky looking. I think Tim Wilson put out a song, but he called it Butter Jesus. A lot of people thought it looked like butter. It was right. Yellow like butter, but my boy always called Touchdown Jesus because it had his hands out. And actually, Dale on the internet was the first time I'd ever seen it called Touchdown Jesus. I was going to touch also, you said something about in 5 years, you think government can make them come back clean. Now, on the other hand, had a driver 6-7 years ago up by Lexington, dropped a drive shaft came up, busted the fuel tank, got about 90 gallons of fuel out of the one tank, and man, I'm telling you something, it cost me some money, and we called the insurance. I called my insurance lady that night, and I said, Teresa, I said, they're telling me we've got to call this company in Nicholasville up here to clean it, and it's $7,000 minimum to just come out, you know, dispose. And
right.
I'll never forget, she said, if you pay it out of pocket, you'll come out cheaper, because if you pay it, if I'd have turned it into insurance, my insurance company then would then become responsible for that spot of ground for 10 years. And EPA could go back and sample that at any time over 10 years. And if Joe Blow comes down there in his pickup and decides he's going to dump oil or diesel out on that same spot and does not report because he's just getting rid of it, contaminated, and EPA goes out 9.5 years later and test that soil, and if it comes back up that soil's showing that stuff again, my insurance company would have been responsible for the next cleanup.
Oh, that would be crazy.
So I don't know how that works, but I know with EPA, that's how it worked with us. They would have held the insurance company liable for that ground, that piece of ground, for 10 years, which my insurance rates would have skyrocketed.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? So you just kind of...
Yeah, that was good advice.
Actually, I think the total bill was like 10-6 or 11-6 or something. I don't know. I didn't write the check. I made my wife do it. It made me sick. But
I bet it
But does. I mean, you know, I don't know if they can make DP do that.
No.
But
I don't
they
think
can sure he... they can sure make small business owner do it.
They sure can. I mean, that was a great example. I'm glad you told us that story. But I don't think in this case it's because you can't. It'll be X amount of years, and they'll pay, they'll do everything they can to make it look good, make it right, and then get out of it. Kind of like the Valdez situation. Yes, that was a tanker, but people in Alaska will tell you there's still some things, as even though a lot of it's clean, gone, the whole thing, and it was easier to scrub up a beach area, that area with the rocks and stuff, but there's still some stuff there that Exxon isn't liable for.
Right. I wanted to definitely throw in Touchdown Jesus, though, because that was a wicked video, man.
Yeah.
Did you see
that
video
fire.
Of it?
Yes, that fire was incredible. And they say the price tag. Speaking of the money, they say the price tag on that whole thing was over $150,000, something like that. Isn't that crazy?
I think they said it was $250,000. The owners paid for it. The church started out small. And we used to always laugh because it was called, Solid Rock? Yeah, Solid Rock. Because we used to always think of Rock of Ages, you know, Def Leppard song when we pass it. I think it was called Rock of Ages Church for a while. As we used to laugh about, you know, you think we, well, you know what I'm saying. You know, the Def Leppard song. But yeah, the Touchdown Jesus, man, it was, if anybody had ever been up in 75, they'd look over there and they'd go, what the hell are they smoking? Why would they put something that, it was almost, eerie looking anyway, let alone on fire.
Yeah, you got to tell your son, because somebody was telling me this earlier. It was made of plastic foam. Like, that's why you're saying butter. It had that look. It was made of plastic foam and fiberglass, and then it had, like, a steel frame.
Had a steel frame. That's what they said to steal it. The lightning hit the fish, which ignited the whole thing on fire. And then we see pictures of it afterwards. It was like, And my boy's like, and my daughter's like, Dad, that is just too wicked to see Jesus Christ on fire like that. it is eerie.
It's startling. Yeah. It's startling startling when you see it. Thanks, Stu. I'm glad he brought that up. That is a good odds and ends. And people were, you know, he describes that what his kids said when they were going down 75 and they would see it, but it became like a symbol. And he was right about the name of the church, too. which was solid rock church. It was an evangelical church, and they baptized people by this Jesus. You know, when you think Touchdown Jesus, immediately you think Notre Dame, but that's that famous mural of the resurrected Jesus that overlooks the stadium. They always refer to it, you know, the whole Touchdown Jesus thing. But this was definitely a symbol, and he's right. It had been there maybe 6 years or so. That is very good, very appropriate for odds and ends. All right, let's take a couple more. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Real good. Have you, I sent you the email.
I saw that.
Well, I don't know how far you got reading, because I know you're busy being on the radio right now, but I cannot believe that Kerry and Lieberman are actually trying to tie this bill into the Gulf oil spill. And what it's going to average out to is $1 a day per American for this latest sham that the EPA is going to head up. They cannot find their butts with both hands on it as it is. And they want the EPA to head up a new program on global warming.
Right.
I swear, how in the hell do you tie in that to the Gulf oil crisis?
I know. And you're right. It is $1 a day, and it is Kerry and Lieberman, as you said, and they're that's their projection on the whole climate bill thing. And we already know this is controversial as all get out, and this is something worth bringing up. I'm glad you called and mentioned that.
Well, I swear.
Because it's outrageous. It is outrageous because you're talking about then the average person, because we just said $1 a day, that means, Izzy, like you and me, we're talking anywhere from 80 to 150 bucks a year.
Or more, because as every tax that ever gets passed on us, it's never just what they say, it's higher. And I swear, my hand to God, we need to start random drug testing the Congress. They have some mighty primo stuff back there.
No kidding.
I swear, because they come up with the most insane stuff.
Yeah.
And everything costs. That's what I mean, wake up, America. Everything costs.
I know.
It's never, like, what is it? I read that it went into effect this week, but then I read another article that said July 1st, you now pay 10% tax on a tanning bed. Well, I don't go to tanning beds. I'm too damn old to care about them. But still, a tanning bed. Now you're going to pay 10% tax for a tanning session.
I know. It's crazy.
The
Lieberman quote was wild. He just said, you know, is the American household willing to pay less than $1 so we don't have to buy oil from foreign countries so that we, and this is the part I hate, so we can create millions of new jobs
there
so we can clean up our environment. That job's crap again.
They always throw jobs in. They haven't created a single job yet.
Yeah.
Where are the jobs? Don't talk to me about census jobs. Those are temporary and everybody knows it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But where are all the jobs? There has been no jobs created. In fact, unemployment is climbing. And why should people go out and find a job when they get extension after extension on unemployment? And quite frankly, I cannot afford another tax. I am on a fixed income. I'm a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay a bedroom tax for crying out loud, and I haven't had a child in school for 22 years. And I still have to pay a bedroom tax because I own property. And now they want this tax? You don't think I'm not going to be a loudmouth?
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you called the show. Izzy, our rebel rouser, but she's right. She's dead on. We were going to talk about this, but she brought it up. It's perfect. This whole thing, Mitch McConnell from the great state of Kentucky, where Stu just called from, you know, I'm sure he's had his issues with McConnell, but McConnell said he didn't buy into the connection that Obama and the climate bill, putting this together, that they're making this proposal with the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. It's another one of those slide it in underneath and try to make us think it's one thing, but Izzy, like you said, will end up paying through the nose for it. It's crazy. Thanks for the call. And so many of you that listen, some of you are on fixed incomes, some of you are at the tail end of your careers, some of you are at the beginning of your careers. I mean, we have a vast audience, and either way, everybody's affected in between. I mean, how much taxes can you put up with? She's absolutely, absolutely right. And the idea of what they're doing and how they're trying to tie it in is pretty outrageous. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but
I'm still thinking about what Izzy was saying about the, you know, talking about the climate change bill and this whole EPA modeling results is what it is. And the fact that you've got Kerry and you have Lieberman, because they're the two on this, who say, wow, you know, hey, the way they're selling it like somebody's trying to sell you a car. You know, there's people in sales know. You want to give the low amount, you know? So you just make people think, well, that's only two nickels a day. So they're saying it's only less than $1 a day, but then ultimately, because of this whole global warming provision that they're throwing in there, the average, and this is just average, Izzy's right about this, and that, you know, these guesstimates that come out of Washington are usually not on target anyway. 80 to 150. Where are we getting all this extra money for something we don't like anyway? For something we don't think is going to amount to anything. Where are they creating these new jobs and this idea that, well, then we don't have to buy what? So if we all pay a dollar a day, we don't have to buy oil from a foreign country? Is that what they're trying to sell us? It's very salesman talk. Which, no offense to anybody who's in sales. Trust me, I've been in sales. I know. I know from some of the slickest guys around who know how to sell. You never, ever give the big amount anyway. And that's exactly what Carrie and Lieberman are doing and what they're pushing here. And then, you know, this whole thing about we want to stop the oil spill. And, of course, we want the stupid leak plugged. Of course we do. So now we're going to have what? The idea is to forget about this new national energy tax. So say to everybody, well, forget about this energy tax, but we could do this other thing. And it's really less than a dollar a day. So that's the idea. They're called the EPA modeling of the Carrie Lieberman bill that focuses, of course, on the cap and trade sections, which all the nonsense of curbing the emissions, what was the number, something like 17% below 2005 and blah, blah, blah. You know, we've had people on to dispute those numbers, and we've had scientists on who have disputed those numbers. Because remember, on this show, and I'm serious about this, I am always willing to listen and look at all sides. So, you know, give me an argument here. 800-259-5791. That's a lot of money that's going to have to come out. To me, there are a lot of things that, first of all, aren't looked at correctly in this idea of the climate change focus. But it's the whole cap and trade thing. I mean, you know, that needs to go away. It needs to go away. How's that? Let's move on to Bob in Kentucky. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Kate.
Hello. What's in your mind?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It has been a while. I'm glad you called. What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, the first thing I was going to say is about the Flyers. Boy, they disappointed me.
You had to bring that up.
Yeah. Still makes me mad when I think about it. But I really think they should have won in the first four games. They pulled off three boobs in the first game. They scored three goals. And there were two quick boobs in the second game when they scored those two goals in, what, 38 seconds or something like that. And they were, the guys were completely out of position when they did it and should not have happened in professionals.
No, and that last goal, too, was just so, I mean, that last goal, like you're saying, it was just devastating the way that went in. And then, oh, okay, they won the Stanley Cup, and there it was in Philadelphia. And, you know, I just bleed for the Flyers. So that was very rough for me. And, of course, I have a cousin in Chicago who made me a bet, and I've got to send him some cheese steaks, which I just got the other day. And that kills me too. So, because I really wanted the Flyers to win, really. I really did. And Chicago was good though when they switched up the lines. You know, you saw what happened in some of those home games and they came out and they were peppering the net with everything they could. And unfortunately, Philadelphia couldn't get it to that game seven, and I don't know if they'd gone. Here's what you got to think about, Bob. If they had gone to a game seven in Chicago, do you think they would have won the cup?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, I don't think so. Chicago, I used to like Chicago. Like, I grew up in Wisconsin, and we had hockey there from way back. And there was a time when we played a team from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, that had the Bentley brothers playing on them. They were ex-Chicago Blackhawks players. And we used to have some real good games. I remember those guys. And some of their descendants were still playing into the 60s and 70s, I think it was.
Yeah, good. Walking down memory lane, that was a lot of fun. Thanks, Bob. Call us again. We got a little bit of an echo on your phone. I think the CIA is taping my conversation, so they're probably enjoying the conversation with Bob on the Flyers. Call us again, Bob, certainly. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of topics, and I'll get out of your hair. First, the lady that called, she was absolutely right. She said she had a bedroom tax.
Yeah, Izzy.
Right, and it's like a property tax. Property tax, what I've been listening to, is against the Bible. Basically, you don't own your property. You're an indentured servant. And try, if you don't believe me, try not paying your property tax and see how fast they come and take your property. But that's, it's just a fact. And you know what, ma'am? They don't give a damn that you don't have any kids in the school system. They don't care. Just as like what you talked about, Lieberman and Kerry, they're not going to create any jobs. They can't get, the Kyoto Protocol was destroyed. They're ignoring the ClimateGate emails and everything else. They're trying to tax the air that you breathe, and they don't give a damn about us. Mm-hmm. They just want us to pay for actually living on this planet. That's what they want. And, you know, that's just the sad part about it. And when you and Sam were discussing the monetary cost to the businesses, that's true. But all I could, you know, I was like, but Kate and Sam, we got to do something about the freaking, the tons of oil that's coming out, this fissures in the seabed. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting that, you know, 52 days later, 2 million gallons a day. I did a little factoring here for Don in Kentucky. He was talking about what he, if, in case some people didn't understand what he was talking about, you know, a diesel tractor trailer loses, you know, roughly 100 gallons of fuel. And it's cheaper for him to write a check for 7,000. But if you were to extrapolate 7,000 for 100 gallons of diesel, the BP owes us $7 trillion already. So, I mean, but what is, they get waivers. So they can pollute and destroy the atmosphere and the seas, and they get waivers. You drop 50 gallons of diesel nowhere near someone's aquifer out in the middle of nowhere, you're better off not even, if you can get away with not talking about it, because I have a hazardous materials certificate. And it's just, that's what they do. The little guy pays through the nose, and the big guys get make us take it in the shorts.
Yeah.
It's, just, it's sad. And, you know, Canada, they're talking about getting more oil from foreign sources. Canada and Mexico give us more oil. We've got oil in Alaska. As someone has a slight engineering background, believe me, we're not going off fossil fuels at a minimum for the next 100 years. And I'm not saying that we, Luddite, put your head in the sand, you don't look for alternatives. But the amount that we use, look around you, America. Look at all those trucks, buses, ships, everything that's running.
Yeah,
and then multiply times around the world. We need to have these fossil fuels. But what I heard was Canada doesn't allow you to drill a well anywhere without drilling a relief well first. When they find out, both Republican and Democrat and regulators and bureaucrats, that just let BP do what they did, and they're probably letting other oil companies, as we speak, do the same crap, it's just going to go right back. The same politicians that want to tax you for a living are the reason why this crap goes on. I mean, you know, you set yourself up and you put the safety regulations and you follow them. That's what these people are in office for. They tell us they have our best interests in mind. It's just another example, Kate. They don't. They don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you said it right there. They should have had the regulations. There you go. Then at least you've got that in place. You've got that extra well. And they didn't do that, Mark. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. He's right. I mean, again, it's what we know. You turn your head for 2 seconds, and then they're picking your pocket on the backside. And it is definitely the little guy who's going to take it in the shorts, not the big guy. They know in the end they won't. You look at the profit margins, and so, you know, ultimately they're not concerned with that. All right, I'm going to leave you with this thought, since we were talking about politics. Politicians, somebody told me once, are like diapers. They both need changing regularly and for the same reasons.